Hello, this is She Flew Higher, answering Texan Guy's deep, goofy, and a little sexy questionnaire. So, question one. Do spelling mistakes annoy you? I don't think they do. It annoys me when I make spelling mistakes, but from other people, I mean, I don't know why they made the spelling mistake. It's not up to me to judge. So, no, as long as I can understand what someone's saying, I don't really care how they say it. Two. If you don't do anything for an entire day, how does it make you feel? Makes me feel pretty good. Well, there's not doing anything for an entire day because you're ill. And then I guess that usually makes me feel better, but frustrated. And then there's not doing anything for an entire day just because you can. And if I've chosen to do that, then it's because I needed it. So, yeah, makes me feel better. Question three. Of these two, what would you prefer in life and why? Interesting things happening more often. Good things happening more often. I am going to go for good things happening more often. There's the old curse, may you live in interesting times. And I feel as though we do live in interesting times. And honestly, I would prefer not to. I'd prefer to live in good times. Good times. So, good things. Four, how often, if ever, do you meditate? I meditate occasionally. I went through a phase back end of last year where I was having trouble getting sleep, really, you know. I was a bit anxious. It was just, you know, winter stuff. So I kind of discovered meditation for the first time, really, and I think it got me through. It gets me off to sleep. I mean, I hadn't found GWA at that point, so... You know, voices whispering calming things into my ears was a close substitute. But now I'm a lot more relaxed, and I got through the midwinter anxiety, too much stuff to do, and things are good. So recently I don't meditate so much. I do find other ways of filling my time. Question five. What sort of intelligence do you value most and why? Logical, emotional, artistic, social / communicative, etc. I've always had logical intelligence. That's always been my strength. And maybe artistic to some degree. Emotional and social communicative intelligence are things I have picked up more recently and didn't really realise were lacking before that. And I have friends who have such high emotional intelligence and, you know, social intelligence, and I've learned so much from those people. So I guess I value the type of intelligence that I have come to later. So that's what I value. How often would you say that you daydream? Oh, all the time. All the time. I love to daydream. I have to stop myself zoning out at work. But where better to be than in your dreams? So question seven. Which of these two is more romantic / arousing to you and why? Kissing or making love in Paris? Kissing or making love in a tent in the woods? Well, I used to live in Paris. I lived there for a while. And I think I have done my fair share of kissing and making love in Paris. I didn't see as much of Paris as I would have liked to in the time I was there because I... had other things on my mind, so just by just as a matter of balance, I would choose kissing or making love in a tent in the woods. Yeah, just to keep things level. Question 8. What cuddle position do you prefer? Big spoon, little spoon, both, neither, etc. I don't know. All cuddles are good. I am an equal opportunities cuddler. I enjoy all of these positions. 9. What's your opinion of the phrase making love when it refers to sex? Is it hokey, romantic, a specific kind of sex, etc.? Well, for me, making love is the kind of sex where you're really connected and really, you're like expressing your love for one another with the act of having sex. So I guess it's a specific kind. Question 10. Is your ideal sex rough or gentle? No, I refuse to choose here. Both. I'm not for going one or the other. Both. Definitely both. Question 11. If you were in the middle of the best sex of your life and your partner asked you to make dolphin or whale noises so that they can reach climax, would you do it? Bonus points if in your audio you attempt to make a whale or dolphin sound. Well, yeah, I mean, sex should be fun. Sex is fun. So I can't say it's specifically my kind of kink, but if my partner wanted me to try and make dolphin or whale noises, then what the hell? I'd give it a go. It's just making me think of Finding Nemo, where there's Dory and she can speak whale. And it's like, hello, I am Dory. So I'm going to submit that as my whale sound, because obviously I can speak fluent whale. What are the strangest or funniest phrases or terms for things you've heard or said so far? You can also mention strangest or funniest curses or cussing fits too. I like unexpected phrases for things. So, like in French, if you're saying it's raining cats and dogs, you'd say it's raining like a cow pissing, which just always tickles me. It's translations of foreign phrases that have unexpected meanings. I enjoy those. Question 13. If you had to choose your greatest motivation or motivator in life at this time from the following, what would it be and why? Interpret these however you'd like, just explain it. Love, wealth, expression, knowledge, or freedom? Well, it would have to be, well, it's love. Love is, you know, the whole point. Yeah, whether it's love for yourself, self-love, love for those around you, love for your surroundings. Yeah, it's all about love. So, love. And on that note, I will end the questionnaire. So, that was fun. And thank you very much for listening. And goodbye.